I'm here at the BASF Innovation Symposium. With me is Greg Arnell, and we're going to talk a little bit about advanced weed control with BASF. And Greg, first of all, you talked during the general session about the difference between mode of action and sites of action when it comes to herbicides. Explain the difference.
Well, actually, it's very interesting. In the industry, we oftentimes use those interchangeably, and that's not right. A mode of action actually tells you how a herbicide kills a weed. The mode of action, or the site of action, actually specifically tells you where the herbicide kills a weed, what it's doing, what target site it's actually hitting to kill that weed. And there's just constant examples in the industry where we use those terms interchangeably, and they're not. A good example of this is, technically, a herbicide like glyphosate and ALS inhibitors like our own Pursuit are clearly the same mode of action, but they have very distinctly different sites of action. Our ALS inhibitors, of course, inhibit acetylactate synthase, which affects branched-chain amino acids, whereas, you know, things like glyphosate are affecting APSP synthase, which is affecting aromatic amino acid biosynthesis. So same mode of action, just different sites of action.
Okay. Now, you talk about the three pillars of advanced weed control, BASF. What are they?
Well, the three pillars are the most. We have the most sites of action in the industry to fight those resistant weed biotypes or any weed biotype in a lot of different cropping systems. We also have the strongest herbicides. And when we say strongest, we have the herbicides that have the strongest burn down and the strongest residual. And now we also will have the most flexibility in industry. So we have products that fit just about any need you have, any application window you have, and to fight those key weeds that are just in any cropping system that you can think of.
Well, let's take a couple of the herbicides as examples. One of those that you talked about specifically was Verdict. Tell me the advantages of Verdict.
Verdict herbicide is a marriage of two different AIs that we have. One of it is it's got a component called our Sharpen herbicide, which is powered by our Kixort technology, and then the other component is Outlook herbicide. So the Outlook herbicide is providing you that residual activity on those key grasses and broadleaf weeds, and the Verdict part that has the Sharpen in it is actually bringing you that burn down activity and some added residual activity on key large seeded broadleaf weeds. So it's a marriage of two very different chemistries that bring one good product together.
Another thing that you talked about yesterday was the Clearfield system. Tell me about that a little bit.
Well, I think the Clearfield system is a great technology, and it marries our imidazolinone chemistry, our ALS inhibitors, with a non-GMO transgenic trait. So we have a trait that is non-GMO that allows safety of applications of our chemistry. And the thing that I like about it the most is it's not just for a broad spectrum weed control in a lot of situations, even though we do provide long broad spectrum weed control. It's more for specific weed problems for growers that no other chemistry is controlling that specific weed. And I'll give you a couple examples. In rice, red rice is a very close weedy relative of rice, and to control it with selective herbicides is impossible. So we brought this non-GMO trait to the market that allows us to use our chemistry to control it and keep the rice healthy. And another example we have is sunflowers. We have Clearfield sunflowers, and when we can control wild sunflowers and Clearfield sunflower, you start to see that we are taking this technology to a level where we're controlling key weeds that growers can't control today with any other options. So we're trying to focus on those opportunities to help people.
Now, Greg, this event here, you've got like 275 growers from all over the country. How important is that for you as a part of the team at BASF to be able to meet one-on-one with these growers and tell them about what BASF has to offer them?
Well, I think this is a great opportunity for us to network with people that have a wealth of experience and a wealth of knowledge and have had multiple generations of family-owned farms, and they've taken it and adopted new technologies and taken it to a new level. And we at BASF love every opportunity we get to interact with people like this because we can share what we know about new technologies to come to the marketplace, and we hear from them in reverse what it is that they need, what it is that they find are issues and difficulties. And so it's a win-win for both of us to be able to manage our time together and help each other out.
Well, it's been a great pleasure for us in the media to be able to be here and to learn really a lot more about things that we maybe only get to a little piece of. So we get a little bit more knowledge here so that we can be able to spread that information out to growers as well.
It's great, and we're always glad to be able to talk to anybody that we want about these opportunities because we're excited about them. We're passionate about what we do, and we think there's great opportunities for everyone to be successful.
All right. Thank you very much, Greg, here at the BASF Innovation Symposium. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.